people of Zimbabwe expect justice at any place, at any time of the day. I expect justice as a citizen at any time and at any place that a judge can give me justice. I will not complain that justice has been so dispensed. A court is not a building. A court is where the judge and his officials are sitting, and where they are sitting to dispense justice on an urgent basis. Bail in itself is an urgent application. It must be done urgently, and there cannot be any greater sense of urgency than what was exercised by this judge. And it is a wonder that he's being persecuted by a state media, which is not a public media, but a state media which is controlled by one arm of the state.
Mr. Maziwisa, your view on this case of Justice Hungwe, as we see that many are condemning the action of what they say are state-controlled media attacking the judge.
No, but what is wrong with the Herald, you know, analyzing issues? And it's a public media which is running a story that it believes is in the public interest. What is wrong with that? This talk of persecution, who is persecuting Justice Hungwe? There is no interference with the independence of the judiciary at all. Those who understand the way the doctrine of separation of powers works would really tell you that there has been no interference here at all. It's not as if a member of the executive branch has interfered with the, or sought to question the judgments given by Judge Hungwe. It's not the case. President Mugabe has been quiet. ZANU-PF has been quiet. Members of cabinet have been quiet. We have not seen any kind of condemnation as far as his activities are concerned, even from the MDCT. So there hasn't been any blur there between, you know, the functions of the executive, the functions of the parliament, and even the functions of the judiciary. It's just politicking by people who are desperate now to win an election that they know very well that they are going to lose.
Mr. Mafume, your response, but also the idea that the Herald is a public entity, so it is doing its mandate as a media. What's your take on that?
Well, look, the public entity has to act in the public interest. The Herald is not a public broadcaster in any sense of the word. The Herald is a state-controlled paper. It is a paper that serves the parochial interests of one particular party. It has done so persistently and consistently over the years, despite being asked to reform. It does not allow divergent voices. In this case, it is attacking a judge whose right to reply has not been respected at all. It brings up cases, it brings out allegations. It is a clearly targeted smear campaign using language that is clearly contemptuous of a court and court processes. It is also using language that clearly shows that the person writing the articles either does not understand court processes or is being deliberate and callous in his explanation of what is happening. For some of us who have gone through the processes of training as legal practitioners, we are alarmed and astounded at this unmitigated attack on a judge who has dispensed justice as we understand justice should be dispensed. We are, however, aware that these are moves by a party that wants to control state institutions, manipulate them, intimidate them, and frighten them, and make them malleable when they abuse electoral processes. It is a tactic that we are familiar with.
Mr. Maziwisa, your response.
Well, we know that you know what the Herald was seeking to do was not to try and analyze an isolated case. We all know that. They were trying to come up with an understanding of what really has been happening. You are talking of a pattern, a tradition, a culture now of somebody who should know better than to issue night justice, than to entertain a search warrant claim that should, you know, traditionally emanate from your magistrate's court. He should have known better than to do that. And it makes all reasonable people to begin to wonder what really is going on and what's motivating all those moves. Having said that, let us leave any concerns of what is going on with the Justice Hungwe to the relevant stakeholders. In this case, I'm talking about the Law Society of Zimbabwe. I'm talking about the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. I'm even talking about the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Zimbabwe. Let us not have political interference here, because there has been no interference with the independence of the judiciary at all, as the facts clearly show. We are now having a political party that is desperate to win in the next election, a political party that has lied generally and quite clearly to the people of Zimbabwe about all kinds of things.
But Mr. Mazwisa, those organizations have come out and voiced their concern on this issue. Is that not enough?
Well, let them do that. If they've done that, then what is the problem? We as ZANU-PF are not saying what they've done is wrong. It's the MDCT now trying to gain political mileage and trying to bring ZANU-PF into this.
Mr. Mafume, your last word. Mazwisa was charging that you as MDC are making it political rather than leaving it as an independent issue.
Well, look, the Herald is clearly a political mouthpiece of the other political parties, ZANU-PF in particular. He talks about night justice. Justice is justice. There is no daylight justice. There is no night justice. Justice is justice, period.